As Parliament kicked off its first official day, I spoke with National Radio News political reporter Noah Saccombe this morning. We discussed the political excitement in Canberra, the coalition's internal split, questions over Susan Lee's leadership, and the ongoing conversation around interest rates.
It's the first official day in Parliament, started with a church service. Tell us how the energy is currently. Is there a buzz or excitement from the politicians?
Well, I mean, as much as you can drum up, I think, at the start of a work year, essentially it is. Yeah, I mean, it in some ways it is exciting to have everyone around. Everyone's, you know, catching up in the corridors as usual. But with the early start that we had in January, where we had those urgent bills being passed on the hate speech laws and the gun laws, it's kind of taken some of the enjoyment out of this beginning of the year. Obviously, it's still in the wake of the Bondi attack and what's happened in the months since we were last here. So there's an undercurrent of sort of awkwardness, I think. And as we'll talk about in a moment, it's certainly also not exactly the most comfortable, wonderful atmosphere within some of the parties at the moment as to who their leaders are and where they're reshuffling and trying to aim for. So it's a weird start to the year, but for the government, they're certainly looking quite positive, giving it a shot.
Definitely interesting there. Just with the Liberal coalition has split up again, and there is pressure on both sides to kind of stitch it up before it gets worse, I guess. What's been the general vibe from the coalition today in Canberra, and is Susan Lee's leadership looking stable at the moment?
Well, as of today, Susan Lee's leadership looks fine. As you mentioned at the start, we had a church service to kick off today, but also just to traditionally set off the entire parliamentary year. And so at the entrance to that, you know, you get all these politicians walking in, and it's a bit of a weird experience, but we do tend to shove a microphone in their faces and see what they think and what's going on. And in previous years, you know, last year we were talking to folks like Peter Dutton and saying, oh, you're optimistic for the election year ahead. This year for the coalition, it's saying, do you think that the coalition will get back together? Do you trust Susan Lee as leader? And some interesting responses really came out of that. So the Shadow Attorney General, for example, Andrew Wallace, he came up and spoke quite happily for a few minutes, and he's saying that, you know, without a strong opposition, Australians are feeling quite let down. And when asked whether or not Susan Lee was going to be leader, he said he has his full support behind her. But at the same time, we also had some different, lighter approaches to the whole coalition situation. So like Scott Buchholz, who's one of the Liberal, formerly, like for a long time has been a Liberal backbencher, but he's now a shadow minister. And when he was asked on whether the coalition was going to get back together again, he kind of said, oh, that's where divine intervention has to come in for that. So there's a feeling that it's really up in the air as to whether or not the coalition will get back together shortly. We know that Susan Lee and David Littleproud met last night to kind of work out some terms. We've heard that these were constructive meetings. They weren't necessarily a breakthrough. So we don't have a formal coalition agreement yet. And for those who may have missed it, the coalition split because three shadow ministers who are national senators, they crossed the floor when voting for the ultimately against the hate speech laws in January. Now, within the Liberal Party, there is an understanding, or within the coalition, there's an understanding that you can vote against your own party, but it doesn't extend to shadow cabinet ministers. So it's this understanding of shadow cabinet solidarity. If you break that, there has to be repercussions. And so that's where Susan Lee essentially was forced to take some sort of action and asked for those three ministers, shadow ministers, to resign. And in response, the Nationals said, well, then we all resign because that's where we stand. You can't make us vote against something that we don't believe in. So it's a different situation to the last time they split, where it was over obvious policy sort of positions being figured out post-election. So this time we're kind of, it's not as if we're going to see that vote done again, or if that bill was to be unpassed, essentially. Like, we're not going to see that kind of a change moving forward.
It'll be interesting to see how it goes. I guess taking a different turn with politics at the moment, the RBA, will we see the interest rates rise in the near future?
Well, ask me in a few hours' time and I can tell you. But for now, the panic is that, we had last year where we saw a few interest rate cuts, which were absolutely welcomed by anyone with a mortgage. Now the trend being kind of reversed, especially for the first decision of the year this year, there's a lot of concern that that's going to be a rate hike. And if it is, a lot of the blame is already being pinned on the government for spending too much and that then forcing the RBA to hike rates essentially. So it's kind of the first hiccup that we've seen from Labor really this year beyond the response to Bondi, and it's falling under the radar in the shadow of all of this coalition shenanigans in the background. The Prime Minister this morning, after that same church service, when he was asked about interest rates and whether that's going to inform what they're policy focuses, he essentially said that they're always going to be focusing on improving the cost of living for people and that this is really just more of the same from their approach. But it certainly will be a much harder sell when we get to the budget to say, oh, yes, we do need to be spending more on anything because interest rates may even go up further between now and then.
That was National Radio News political reporter Noah Sacombe speaking to The Wire.